We woke around 3 a.m., got up, and we got dressed again. I said I'd like to walk you home and stop for coffee. And we set about collecting up your scattered things, your coat, your hat, your scarf and rings, two books, your sister's necklace, and the key that I'd had made for you down at the hardware store as a gift that I'd given you for no particular occasion, nothing special, just a gesture of my feelings. And we wound down, the creaking stairs were very loud, and you dragged your outstretched fingers down the walls and all the windows. And I went first and held the door. It was colder that night than the nights before. That kind of cold steals your breath before you expect it. And you took my gloveless hand in yours, one pocket shared to keep both warm. And with your other hand, you pinched your coat tight at the collar. And I thought, it's too cold by far to snow. The sidewalk wasn't salted though, and we slipped somewhere the ice took hold in intermittent patches. And so we made our careful way across the park to 28th and into Rosa's Diner, where they kept old coffee hot. And the sign in front said, seat yourself. And so we went and sat ourselves, and you chose the biggest booth because you said, we are a party. And a lonely light was flickering, something off in the wiring. So it worked just like a broken thing, trying hard not to be broken. And you said to me, remember this. And so I still remember it. And though you didn't say why, I believed you had a reason. And I'm thinking about that now as I'm grinding up our coffee grounds in the bright kitchen of our house as you sleep in this morning.